Nolte, Gall rain overtakes Massey in Kentucky GOP primary poll. By John Nolte on May 13, 2026. Incumbent Republican Congressman Thomas Massey, KY, has slipped more than 5 points behind his GOP challenger, former Navy SEAL and businessman Ed Gall rain. Quantas Insights surveyed some 900 likely Republican voters in the Bluegrass state on May 11 to 12 and found that 48.2% support Gall rain over narcissistic Reno backstabber Thomas Massey and his 43.1% support. When leaners are pushed to choose, Gall rain jumps to an 8-point lead over the insufferable Massey, 52.8% to 45.1%. Early voting is set to begin this week. Election day in Kentucky is next Tuesday, May 19. In two previous polls taken of the race last month, Massey enjoyed a 4- and a 9-point lead, respectively. But those were much smaller sample sizes, fewer than 450. And, well, 5 weeks is a long time in politics. The real bad news for Massey is that the April poll that showed him 9 points up over Gall rain, 47 to 38%, was also a Quantas Insights poll. Polling is a bit of a mess these days, but one reliable way to at least gauge movement is by watching the same pollster. So, in the same poll, Massey went from a 9-point lead to 5-point deficit. That's a net collapse of 14 points. Reno Massey lost 4 points. Former Navy SEAL Gall rain picked up 10 points. And in both polls, Massey, the well-known incumbent, failed to reach 50%. For an incumbent member of Congress, especially one with Massey's long-standing name identification and well-defined political brand, sitting at roughly 43% on the initial ballot is a warning sign, writes Quantas. Massey retains a substantial base, but the top line suggests that a meaningful share of the Republican primary electorate is already prepared to move in another direction. Yes, Massey has a following, but guess who has the biggest and most loyal political following in generations? That would be President Donald Trump, which is why he was able to pretty much wipe out the Indiana State Senate cabal that refused to redistrict. Massey isn't some principled Republican who sometimes disagrees with Trump. Instead, he's a peacock, an obnoxious jerk who chooses affection from CNN and the New York Times over common sense border security and tax cuts. Massey voted against tax cuts for seniors, he voted against tax cuts for overtime workers, and he voted against tax cuts for earners, tip earners, no. He wanted to increase the taxes. He voted with the Democrats, Trump explained in March. He voted against border security, where we took the worst border in the history of our country, made it the best border in the history of our country in 2.5 months. And he voted against eligibility verification for welfare recipients, the president added. Having your own opinions is one thing. Voting against the party on every single issue, you're eventually going to make too many enemies. And that is the problem that Thomas has had, Vice President J.D. Vance said in October. He added, it's not one issue. It's not three or four issues. It's that every time that we've needed Thomas for a vote, he has been completely unwilling to provide it. Unlike U.S. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, who drives us a little crazy but at least has a set of principles, Massey is an unprincipled underminer only interested in media love and attention.